You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
Yes.
Is it true? Is it bull?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Woo! Oh, hey. Tape recorder. Listen to this.
Welcome to episode 415 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by House of Hughes.
That's right.
J&T Mechanical.
That's right.
And recorded live at the newly constructed,
newly renovated,
and palatial tactical finish Nemosa Studios here.
Kind of digging it, Goon.
Stone Oak, Texas. I'm digging it too, man. Life is a garden.
Looks nice in here.
Dig it, baby.
It smells better too.
I farted.
Kind of weird.
It's great.
How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing great. It's a happy Wednesday.
May 21st.
May 21st, 2025. $1.25. How are you doing? How's your finger?
Hey, May 21st, be with you. Wait, what? It doesn't work that way.
Something like that. I don't know. I don't get it.
My finger, Goon, thank you. It's much, much better than...
Better than what?
You know, when the truck ran over it, but
yes.
That's the way it goes.
That's what happens
That's the way love goes.
Hot dog. So there I was, you know, canceling gigs and stuff, so now, you know...
That's okay.
No more canceling.
That's all right.
And you said there's another list of things I can and can't do. What were you? You said you were going to talk about it, but you wanted to do it during the podcast. Some things that I can't do anymore.
I can't.
That I can't do anymore is like a list of things.
You didn't want
to tell me before because you thought I might get mad and storm off.
Wow. Like there's a script or something, huh?
Or like I might walk home or something.
No, it was just something that Annie told me last night.
Okay.
She listens to a podcast. It's like a sandwich bread with jelly and peanuts. I don't know.
Sounds enthralling. Yeah, I really want more of that.
What's the podcast? And some lovin' or something.
If it's got lovin' in it.
It's the old people from Kid Craddock in the Morning, I think.
Oh, those guys.
Weird Al or Big Al in the Morning. And what's her face?
Chimiana Manfrento
I forget her name, but it's a good podcast. Okay, I know. It's like syndicated all over the place, and so it is kind of good. But
I was vindicated last week as well. So
I know,
it's pretty
but
cool.
Annie told me she said if I swear Nemo, if Goonie, if he burps one more time on the podcast, I swear I am never gonna listen to it again.
How does she feel about flatulence? Did we lose our only listener?
Probably did. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Goon.
Well, you know, I really, you know, love constructive criticism. So, you know, I'll take it. I'll take it under advisement.
That's
know?
Almost like destructive criticism.
You ought to see me when I deconstruct
when you're constructed.
No. But I'm actually feeling a lot better today because. Y'all guys haven't known, but I've been on sabbatical for a week or so.
I don't think you can say that.
Me and what's his name, Aaron Rodgers. We went into that dark room where you know it tells you you know what you should be doing, and it's like a deprivation chamber.
So y'all had like a freakout session,
kind of like what Diddy did without the oil and the Percocet.
Oh, okay. Good.
None taken.
All right.
But So for the last 6 days, I have not had any soda. No
is that
monsters.
Baking soda?
That either.
Oh,
no,
right.
No monsters.
Okay.
I am at peace and at one with my non-sugar. So the caffeine headaches.
Are you down any weight?
No. But if I wait a little bit longer, I probably will be down.
Okay.
But no, I don't know. I didn't weigh myself cause I didn't do it just for weight. I just did it cause I just. Too much freaking sugar, dude.
Okay, I got you.
Monsters were making me jittery, so now it's like unsweet tea is my new vice.
So now it's just people that make you jittery.
Oh, God, no. People just annoy me.
Yeah.
I was on the way here. Good segue. And, Jude, I was right there at 410 where the 281 exit is, right in front of North Star Mall.
Yes, I got you.
And traffic started backing up, and I needed to get over to get to the exit for 281.
Yes.
And so we come over the hill, and just as we come over the hill, I see flashing lights and medical vehicles on the opposite side of the freeway.
Oh, okay.
And these people on the other side of the freeway, God love them because I don't, they were stopping to look at the accident.
Every single time, Goon.
Rubber freaking neckers are going to cause an accident because I'm going to hit them next time.
And then what happens? An accident.
An accident. It's every like, dude, what the hell are you doing? You don't have an accident in front of you. You have one to the side of you. Just keep driving. You'll find that you will not be a part of that accident. And they just stop.
That ain't no good. For some stupid reason. Especially on I-35. Mm. I try and avoid it at all costs. I'll take every back road just to stay off of the highway.
I'll take some back cheeks.
Yep. See how you are?
Yeah, dude. I was like, what the hell, you guys? Just keep driving. Keep driving.
What are y'all doing? Man. Oh, I said that to Golden State the other day.
They're on vacation right now, so they probably didn't hear you. We're down to the final four in the NBA.
Yes, very cool.
Minnesota and OKC just started their Western Conference final.
Let's see, who's playing tonight?
Tonight it's New York and Indianapolis.
What do you think of that one? What do you think of that matchup?
I think that the NBA is hoping that both of those teams, like, you know, get in a wreck and can't do it so that they can just bring back, you know, Boston.
And the Spurs.
Yeah, because I think New York's great because it's a big, you know, TV.
Sure,
but
sure.
My goodness, Indiana having them win the championship. I don't know. I don't know if they'd
the
like.
The funny
that.
Thing is, it seems like Reese and Caitlin are the ones that are. Wow. Are clouding the NBA finals right now.
I try to
as far as ratings go.
I try to cloud myself with ratings. But yeah, dude, I don't know. It's weird. I guess this is like the changing of the guard, I guess. The new teams are coming
up. It could be.
Speaking of new teams and new stadiums.
Oh boy.
San Antonio just approved a $4 billion stadium.
Are you serious?
And entertainment complex for your San Antonio Spurs.
Okay, now where are we possibly going to put this one?
You remember the Institute of Texan Cultures?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No.
They're taking it down and putting it right there, dude.
Where are they going to put my bison?
It's over off of, they already moved everything.
Oh.
There's nothing in there anymore.
Oh, okay.
But all the people who are up in arms are like, well, I can't go to the Institute of Texan Cultures. It's run by San Antonio, UT in San Antonio, and they already moved it all to the, you know, on the other side of the freeway. So it's already there. So, you know,
if
you didn't know that it was there, then that shows how long it's been since you've been to the Institute of Texan Cultures. Mind your business.
Do you know who would know that? Misty Spears would know that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm voting for her. Again.
Okay.
All right. So let's make that happen. Wait a minute. So this
$4 billion.
Where is the parking going to be?
I don't know. The same place that you have the parking for the Institute of Texan Cultures. And the Alamo Dome.
The parking stinks already.
It's all right.
Okay.
Because it's a $4 billion complex that's going to be the...
Oh, have they named it yet?
I don't know, but we had somebody who had a couple of ideas on it. You know what? I don't even care if you call it the Wembenyama for your mama, no drama for Dallas Llama Arena, or the Wemby Dome, or the Paparina, or the Pizza Faceovich. You can call it whatever the hell you want. You can call it the Mango Ginobili Center. You can call it the Tim Duncan as much as he can.
Grandma, so far, all of those make no sense.
You know what? It's not about making sense. It's about making dollars. And you know what? To the victor goes all the damn money, Hito. You know what? They're going to meet. They're going to win.
No. It's to... Okay, well, in a sense, you got that right.
I don't have any sense.
It is Victor Wembanyama. So to Victor...
Yes.
To the victor go the spoils.
He gets all the money in chingas, Hito. He's going to raise the roof. He's going to raise some money. He's not going to raise any funds. That's going to be us. We're going to pay for it all. But it's all right.
Got that right.
If you win it, they will build it, and somebody's going to come, Hito. Oh, yes, he came. He saw. He came again. He conquered. He went all over the place.
You know what? Victory Dome.
Timmy.
Victory Dome actually sounds pretty cool.
Timmy, can I ask you a question real quick?
And no, not Wembley Field.
No, but
Rebel.
We were going to already name it Wembley Stadium, pero some jackhole in the UK said we couldn't use it.
Yes, of course they did. Yes.
But I got a question. Can I ask you something real quick?
No.
Okay, look. So you know your wife, Ian?
Yes.
Okay. You think she would get mad if I burp? Because I got a lot of gas. I got my frijolito refritos, and sometimes I burp and sometimes I fart. So whenever you hear it, it's not Gregory. It's gonna be Super Granny. He's got the bad gas. It's not the good manners. It's the bad gas.
Goodbye, Super Granny.
Goodbye, and I thank El Wimby and my little Tony Parker, my little French connection, giving me the French tickler. Ooh, yes, in Section C, and I'm not going to tell you what Section D, what happens in that one. Oh, that's my favorite section. Oh, I love it when I'm sitting on the D.
Leave those two sections out of it, okay?
When grandma started talking about the C-section, I was like really afraid. Then she moved over to D. I was frightened. But yeehole, man. So we're stadium, bro.
Okay, that's going to be awesome. How long is it going to take? Maybe 2 weeks?
About a week and a half. About a week and a half. So they should be ready for tip-off of the preseason.
So it's a rebuilding year.
And we're really waiting for the Brahmas season to start. Apparently, so are the players.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. From winning their conference and almost winning the championship to really first to worst, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And now I really know what a goose egg is.
Mm, yes, yes, yes.
No, they actually won one.
Yeah, they didn't lose one.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's pretty sad seeing where they were and where they are now.
Okay, and I guess I could name it. Like, there's this sports store,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of academic, if you will.
Okay.
But they don't sell any Brahmas merchandise.
Yeah, you got to buy it all online so that every cent of it goes
to
the USFL.
There is another sports store in San Antonio that I can't mention because every time I mention it, like the other day.
You get a cease and desist
order? Me and Renee were on our way to go and look for jerseys over here,
mm-hmm.
and we couldn't find it at this huge area at the rim, and I say, excuse me, officer, me and my son are looking for Dick's. And and he said, Schreinhardt, get out of here. It's like, no, you don't understand me. We need to go find some jerseys. It's like, okay, it's right behind it's right you. There. Go over there and go and get your
the sign with the big dick on it?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
We went over there to Dick's Sporting Goods. Can I say that?
Sure.
Okay. And they had tons.
So you found your dick?
Of merchandise for the Brahmas. So we were going to get some, and they were already 50% off after game 3. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Come on, guys.
Hey, I don't want to say that it's fixed and that everybody knew they were going to lose this season.
Who knew?
They apparently knew because they didn't even show up. How do you score 3 points in a game? I mean, other than getting a free field goal.
Well, you don't score it. You lose
it. Yeah, you lose badly. I think it was like 36-3, and then they lost the last one. They almost showed up. They were in the lead until the kickoff. I mean, it was a tie, basically, but they weren't losing. Hats off to them. But UTSA, Roadrunners, baseball team.
Oh, dude, my goodness.
They were picked to finish last in Conference USA. No, AAC. I'm sorry. That was last time. And they won. And now they're going to the conference championship. And if they can win that one, there's a good chance they'll be going to the College World Series or at least the first part of it, the regionals. Man.
If you guys aren't on board with the Utsa Bird,
I'm bored.
Y'all need to get online with the Utsa Bird.
Fear the pecker. Hey, they have a lot of peckers at Dick's.
Oh, likes.
UTSA, you know, they got a lot of that.
When did we lose track of this podcast?
When did we have track of it? Let's be honest, dude. What the hell?
Okay.
Yeah, man, it's been a while, so I felt like I had to let it all out. We've run the gamut between, cussing people out because they suck at driving, to telling grandma not to be gassy station.
Before we lose the last two, we lost one.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, Richard, listen.
Hey, welcome, Belgium.
Richard, before
Ricardo,
you sign off, we need you to spread the word. Goonie, if you would go ahead and work on what's happening with some very, very close friends of ours.
Yes. Kerosene Drifters.
Yes, thank you.
Dana and Corey Manuel. They were actually on our first season, I believe, of our podcast.
Yeah.
They came in, played some new music that had never been heard before, first time out. They are getting ready to have their fourth album released. They've got the music ready, but they need to get into the studio, get distribution, get it recorded, you know, mixed and mastered. And a few years back, Corey was having trouble with just, you know, the way he was feeling, and he got to the doctors, and the doctors told him that he had early onset Parkinson's disease. So if you don't know what that is, it's totally debilitating. If you know Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali had Parkinson's.
Michael J. Fox.
Debilitating to where you can't do the things you want to do.
Guys, there isn't a cure.
Yeah. Your brain knows what it wants to do, but your body just does not do that with the receptors. So they're funding their album to try to get some traction, to get it going. And I believe they're at like 70% of their goal. We're going to put a link in when we share our podcast. We'll put a link to it. It's on Indiegogo, like indie as far as independent, indiegogo.com. But we'll have the link on where it's at, and give what you can to all our musician friends. You know what it's like to be able to do what you love, and to think that, you know, time is ticking on how long you can do that.
We got a lot of friends, family, and some firefighter friends out there with fat wallets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And first and foremost,
wow,
you know, we got to pray for Corey.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And let's get them through this so they don't have to worry about
exactly.
it, guys.
Because, you know, things like, on top of the fact that they want to get this album set up, there's doctor's visits. There's things
absolutely.
That are going to come up, you know, down the pike for them. So anything you can give, there's different levels to it. You can be an executive producer of the album with your amounts. So it breaks it down to what you can give and how much you give.
At the very, very least, go to Facebook and go look up Kerosene Drifters.
Yep.
And start from there.
Exactly. And okay. then give what you can, and also share the link with everybody.
Absolutely.
Too. So you never know who can and can't
yeah.
see it. Because I told Tim earlier, I was like, I had not even seen the post. And I see a lot of posts, but sometimes they just get hidden, or you just don't go onto Facebook for a while. I've
right.
kind of been on sabbatical with a lot of stuff, so I didn't see it. And then seeing it now, it's like, well, we got to do something, you know, to help. So sharing the post would be great. Letting people know that, you know, you want to help, or if they can help, you know, if you know somebody who would be a donor
all
for that.
All you bands that have been
it.
On this podcast,
yep,
you can thank us by saving your gig money
mm-hmm.
and dropping it for the next time around.
Give one show back.
Right on.
And say, hey, this is us giving back to the Kerosene Drifters for all of they've given everybody else over the years. So if you could do that and help them out. Just take one night's gig money and say, you know what, I'm not going to drink beer tonight, and so I'm going to give all my money for that. And you'd be surprised at how much that could do, how much it adds up. With the people that we know, I mean, our drummer alone, we could have them in the studio, you know,
ten times.
and with me, they could probably, you know, retire. So
Corey and Dana, we love you.
Yeah.
We love you guys so much.
We can't wait to have y'all back on. Once we get this done, because we know we're going to get it done, once that is done and paid for, we want y'all to come in and play one of those songs for us.
And don't forget to give us a holler if y'all need anything.
Exactly. But yeah, that's just something that we always want to do, help people, because we can't help ourselves. You know, we feel better helping others, because we feel greedy and selfish when we help ourselves. And we shouldn't.
That's true.
We shouldn't, yeah. But we always will think, well, how can we help somebody else before we think, how can we help ourselves? But this is how we help ourselves, because yeah. they helped our podcast. So yeah. in
Gunny,
doing
Gunny,
that.
Can I have that drink?
No, I don't drink anymore, remember?
Okay. Well, thanks
so
for
anyway,
helping me.
Yeah, okay. I'll help you.
Appreciate it.
You don't need it. You don't need
yeah.
it. Okay, well, let me help you this way.
Guys, you know what to do. Like I say, do it.
Yeah, do it twice.
All right.
Do it three times if you want to. But share the link, share some money, share a story.
And go and see them live. They're all over
Texas.
Live
too. And fill their tip jar too.
Can't miss them.
Yeah, they are great. They're living in the Dallas area.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the city they were in. But they're up in the Dallas area, and they've been touring here, there, and everywhere. Reckless Kelly, they opened up for.
Yeah.
Really awesome. Even won some blues awards for one of their songs.
Yes, sir.
They're great people. When you meet them, you'll know. When you meet good people, you know, because they're just, they stay with you, and they stick with you, and you just remember them.
They played at Sam's Burger Joint?
Yeah, we saw them at Sam's Burger Joint.
Oh, dude, that was just a wicked show.
I think the first time I saw them was right there by Dog Co. At the barbecue place.
Yes. County Line.
They were playing inside right by the, you know, they hadn't, uh-huh. didn't even have that outside stage yet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good food too.
Yeah, and they came on stage and it wasn't even a stage at that point. Nope. They were just right there at the end of the hall where the chairs were. And we had some great barbecue, had a great time, and they rocked the place. And as always, we're asking again for somebody else.
Dana had pink hair at that time.
I want to say so. Yep. And really cool that, you know, we saw them a few times over the years, got shirts, bought the CD, koozies, and bumper stickers.
Yes,
and
sir?
Over the years, tried to support them as best we can.
Yeah, buddy.
When we couldn't get out to see them, we'd try to grab some of their swag. So right now we want to help them again by getting this album put through and
make it happen, guys.
And helping them do what they have done all their life. You know, Corey said it best. He was like, you know, time is limited, and in his case, you know, it seems like the days are numbered, where it's going to get progressively worse,
right?
With no cure. So if we can get them back on in the studio, you know the music's going to be great. It's going to be worth it. So listen to the stuff they already have, and then give them some money so they can do some more stuff.
Right on.
And I'll get off my soapbox now, but we are sending our prayers over to the Manuals and Kerosene Drifters, because it's those two are top-notch people and great musicians and awesome friends.
I think we should just leave it at that for y'all to expound on it.
Exactly. And, so do what you can, do what right you will. On. Help each other, and thanks, remember Goon, that you heard it here on episode 415 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
Yeah, baby.
Also, just support local music, support local friends, businesses, and take care of each other, because we lost another one.
And please be a sponsor.
We lost Burritozilla guys from California. Okay. You know, not that I didn't think that was going to happen.
What are you going to do? Forget about it.
Yeah. They moved into the place that was formerly a Taco Cabana that went out of business because it didn't have any customers.
I know the guy.
And so now they're out of customers. So now they're out of business. But they did fix the place up really nice for the next person. Wow, for the next person. But anyway, so we'll catch you guys down the road. Until next time, take care of each other, take care of yourself, and do not drink a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye. What if freaking idiot doesn't drink?
Oh, yes.